Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bobby's sitting there shaking his head.
It's just, I feel like I'm in a nursing home. I get anxiety. I take a lot. Do you take a pill? I take a hot breath. I know what you mean. I mean,
what?
Well, shut up. Voss, 2 seconds you're in the studio, you got people just boring. Just stop talking about
you. I'm talking to my buddy with a tattoo.
You mean the buddy you tried to take his seat?
That's the guy.
By accident. Yeah?
And you made fun of his tattoo.
I didn't make fun of it.
You said you don't like it.
I was only kidding. I meant I don't like you. I like his tattoo. I mixed up my words sometimes.
Robert Kelly and Rich Voss.
He was lost coming here. Did you find your way?
I found my way. Of course. I'm sitting next to you. I don't like that you make me dumb. I almost answered that question.
Here's the thing, though, Robert. When we decided to do this Comedy Riot thing, and we went after you because we saw you down in Tampa and thought you killed it. So we're like, okay, he's our guy. Mm-hmm. We said, okay, who should we get with you?
Yeah.
And your first words were Rich Voss.
Yes.
So it's kind of your fault.
It is your fault.
It's always my fault. Always my fault.
Oh, God, I don't want to bring this up because it's negative.
Why?
The little ad with Rich Voss.
Hey, you're with me.
Oh, the wedding.
Stop. One second.
With Rich Voss.
I don't know if you heard what he said. We want you, Bob.
Well, they didn't see me
said
in Tampa.
We might. No, because you're not there.
I know.
I was there. We want you. And I said. And then they said, who else? And I said, Rich Voss.
Thank you.
So you're with me. So deal with it. All right? Deal with it.
Look at me when you're talking.
Okay.
Staring in the sky. Like a crazy man, just eyes all floating around.
Hey, you know what we should do on the show?
What?
It's such a big show. I mean, it's crazy. This venue's nuts.
Right.
Yeah. We're selling. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay? It's going to be a night. We should cheat on our wives.
What?
We should just cheat.
Again?
I'm talking out in the open. Let them know. Just say, look, I'm cheating on you tonight. Just Kaiser Soze them. Just it's all there. You saw it, but you didn't see it, honey.
My wife would go, so?
Yes, my wife wouldn't care either. I don't think they care. I think if me and you, look, if there's some hot girls out there, right, I'm talking that Long Island, hot, great body, big nose, maybe a messed up tooth, maybe she doesn't blink at all, just stares at you. I love your comedy. I love your comedy. I loved you on O&A. Remember O&A? That girl. We take her backstage after the show and we just turn the lights down a little bit because I don't want you to see things. And then we go at it. What do you say?
If I can take my shirt off.
Yeah, I'll leave mine on. I think that should be the key.
I'll tell you the truth. If I could do it today before I go home, why wait till June 1st?
No, I'm saying that let's make it a really rock and roll. Night.
I have a friend of mine who would throw herself at you, Voss.
Oh, really?
When she found this is the truth. She found out you were coming on, and she was like, "That dude is the funniest MF or blah 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 blah." And then she said, "Do me a favor, ask him why he still sells CDs. Nobody has a CD player anymore."
Well, that's because I still sell. Is she hot?
Yeah.
Is she 80?
No. I think she probably just turned 40.
That's cool. Maybe I'll take my blue pill now and get ready for
Why do you sell? Why in the age of digital, when everything's in the air, why do you sit out? Tell me why. It's almost
okay,
like selling
you
a record or an A-track.
Yeah, right. I'm going to tell you. Can I tell you why?
Please.
One, you can get it on iTunes. So if you really want it, you'll get it on iTunes.
We know
two,
that.
Two, those little digital cards.
I don't accept one. It's stupid.
Two, okay. Well, here's the thing. People like to leave with something signed in their hand.
Why don't you get a thing of napkins with your name on it?
T-shirt, huh? Okay. So, I'm just saying, I still have a couple hundred. I sell them. look, they buy them. A lot of cars still have CD play. I got a nice BMW 2016 that still has a CD player, you know. So, look, if they buy them, I'll sell them. Why stop?
Why don't you get a thumb drive?
Why don't you get a muzzle? Shut up! I'm just trying to make money.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Stop standing outside like an elixir salesman at the end of a show.
God, I wish you were in that car. That was not fun. Listen, I said a thumb drive because people...
Because your thumbs, you have small thumbs? Because it'd be bigger than your thumbs?
Yes.
So the word thumb scares you?
No, look at, listen, thumb drive. Which one's a thumb drive that you stick into the computer?
That's why I sell CDs.
No, a thumb drive. Because who, you know, I'm not going to... it's just stupid. A thumb drive. No one sits on their computer listening to a CD at home, sitting at the desk.
Are you the dumbest person in the world? What? Are you the stupidest person in the world?
No, you're the dumbest.
That's where everybody sits and listens to the music.
In their car.
On their phone and on the computer.
No, in their car.
All right, people listen to the radio in their car.
They listen to WBAB in their car.
They get the WBAB.
Shut up, you stupid jackass. B-A-B. If you were doing Sirius, they listen to Sirius. Listen to me. They listen to CDs on a long drive. I've been selling them for years.
Get a thumb drive. What are people driving to Maine? Get the Voss CD. Number four. Get four and five. That's my favorite.
That's why I'm working next week in Maine. How did you know that?
No, I hope you get hit by a moose.
Oh, God.
Well, these two are, you're familiar with each other, clearly.
No, I don't like him.
I hate him. I don't know why his name came out of my mouth.
Along with other things.
You're regretting it already, huh?
Oh, my God. This is going to be the best comedy show ever and the worst backstage ever.
What's this girl look like now?
Oh, jeez. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
She might be married.
Well, you get a chubby one? You get anything for me?
I can get you. What do you want?
I don't want to make you a pimp.
I don't worry about it.
Why are you quite chubby?
Huh?
We could find chubby.
Why, sure. Chubby? You're a good-looking guy. Chubby's easy.
Let's just cheat. Can we all just cheat? If we all cheat, we're in on it together. Oh. Let's have National Cheat Day.
Are you married? Edgar.
We're all married.
I am married.
Married. Kids? You guys have kids?
One kid.
Yeah.
But let's cheat. Let's do it. Come on, Bobby.
Not me.
I think you're onto something.
I have too much to lose.
Yeah, we're all going to cheat. If you're a hot girl and you're going to the show, dress up that night. Because if we point to you when we're on stage, we're going to Van Halen you back. We're going to do some hot for teacher.
We'll get guys to stand on the side and have them back there, so they're waiting for when you're on stage.
I'll do guys.
And when you guys, security guys, bring them back so they're waiting for you.
We'll do whatever you want.
And you girls, when you girls are done, I'll be selling CDs in the lobby.
Robert Kelly, Rich Voss, Comedy Riot, June 1st. That's why they're hanging out with us this morning. More with these guys next. Ted's got the roads.
Your BAB Browns Chief Headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic accident with injuries on Jericho Turnpike westbound headed into...
102.3 WBAB, Robert Kelly. During all of Tom Petty's American Girl, Robert Kelly was trying to get back in his chair. It should have been a longer song.
I don't like stools. I don't like my feet dangling.
Mine always dangle. I have short feet. I remember when I was sitting on Jeff Dunham's lap for a year.
Robert Kelly and Rich Voss, Comedy Riot.
Is it going to rain today? You think?
Yes, it is, Rich.
What are you, 90?
I'm supposed to play.
You're on a rock station. Is it going to rain, fellas?
I'm supposed to play Beth Page today.
Are you really?
Yeah, but if it's going to rain,
I might get it in there. It's supposed to be cloudy. It'd be a shower here and there, but you'll get the round in.
I hope it has thunder and lightning.
Is that what you hope? That's your one hope?
Judging by his daughter dating the black guy, I guess you're not playing the black horse. There was a lot of disdain.
No, we don't call it the black horse. We call it the...
what do we call it?
The harder course?
No, it's the hardest course.
I'm not playing the longer course. That course is a monster.
Yeah.
What a monster.
It's the only golf course I've ever seen that's got a warning sign in front of the front tee.
I've played it many times, but that walk is just a killer. Those hills and... It's just, the best I ever shot on the black was 90 twice.
Good for you.
The last two putts were this close to shooting 89. But I've walked off that course on 15.
I bet you have.
Yes. Because after nine holes, you're in the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
You know.
You can't walk off until 15.
Until 15. I've said enough of this many times on that course.
Robert apparently doesn't like your golf talk, Rich.
Hey, well, we want to talk about your kidneys next?
I had a stone when I was young. But they blew it up in lithotripsy. They put you in a
How did you say that word?
Lithotripsy. They put you in a tub of water and they vibrate until it explodes and you pee sand and rocks.
No way.
Yes.
What the?
Yes.
Don't they break them up with lasers? Or this is another way?
This was years ago. Yeah,
they do now. Back in the 20s, they put you in lithotripsy.
When Rich had a stone.
Look it up.
Remember you went to the gym and they strapped a thing around your waist and just shook your belly.
That's right. Similar thing?
What's that?
Similar thing to get your stone broken up.
Well, the lithotripsy, it vibrates. You're in the tub, and it vibrates until it explodes. Yeah. Then you go in the bathroom, you pee through a filter, and you can see the sand and the rocks and stuff.
God. Must hurt.
Not when your penis is as small as mine. It goes right
quickly
out.
Do you want to wreck your day? Google what a kidney stone looks like. Did you ever see it?
No.
It's got spikes, bro.
The pictures are.
It's got spikes. Watch this.
Well, it's like a floating, like the mines in the sea that the Germans used to have with the spikes. I mean, that's what it looks like. And that's what comes through your urethra, which is why it hurts so much.
Yeah.
God.
And it travels back and forth, and it might lay on your... Sometimes it hurts so bad, it's because it's traveling, and it's laying on something.
Did you only have one stone? I had one when I had it.
You know, and... Look at that.
Look at that picture.
That's coming through your pecker.
That one looks like a walnut. That's not even as bad as the one with the spikes.
I want to get that, and next Mother's Day, I'm going to make a necklace for my wife out of that.
I'm going to put it on a Sunday.
That is a nice jewel from Africa.
Can you imagine that? Spiky, crystally stuff.
Oh, that looks great coming out.
Let me tell you something.
Knock on wood, I've avoided that one.
So far.
Yeah.
Drink lots of this. Lots of water.
A lot of water, yeah.
You might throw that in your coffee in the morning. See what it tastes like.
It looks like rock candy.
A little bit. Brown rock candy. That's what I just said.
It probably feels like it.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Rock candy.
It was a stretch with that joke. I said it. You guys looked at me. Then he did rock candy. You guys all laughed. Okay.
Yeah, well,
maybe it should be Rich Voss with Robert Kelly. Maybe you're right.
I connect.
You connect with who?
With people. I'm a blue-collar dude. I'm just a regular dude. These are regular guys.
You have a Beamer, a Rolex, and four rings on your hands. How are you blue-collar, regular guy?
He makes a point.
You look like a Jewish pimp. You're not a regular guy.
I'm a regular guy on the inside.
You're not a regular. You're a dying guy on the inside.
Why'd you stop at two rings over there? Oh, you have four rings, but pinky ring? No Jewish guys can wear pinky rings. That's reserved for Italians.
No.
It is.
Yep.
I don't know. I just.
Do you get into fights?
No, I just like to impress Jimmy at Governor's.
He wears all his money on his fingers in case something happens. He melts it down and goes in the woods. Come with me, honey.
Oh, I just got those tick removers.
I got them too.
I know, you told me about them. I got them.
What do you have?
Tick removers.
We're both kind of...
it's a bad season.
We're both... He's worse than me, but we're both becoming preppers.
Are you serious? Oh, in my car, I have two survival backpacks full of everything.
So you got go bags ready to go if you got to leave one in car. Case a nuke is coming?
What are you prepping for?
I don't know, in case I get kicked out of the house after this.
If I get kicked out of the house, I can live right in the backyard for years.
Right.
I got everything. I got fire starters.
Do you have a shed or do you have a shelter dug into the ground?
How far do you have tents. I have two tents.
Yeah. Are you running from zombies or are you running from?
I got a zombie axe. I got a saw. I got three custom knives I just had made.
I have them all.
I have bushcraft knives.
I don't have the knives.
I have three bushcraft knives.
You have an axe?
I have an axe. I have three axes. One on my wall. I just had one made custom from my knife guy. And I have another one I just bought off of eBay.
You got to get a machete, too.
No, you don't need a machete.
Well, yeah, because when you're cutting through the woods.
I know what I need.
Woods?
I need a knife guy.
Wherever you're staying.
I have a knife guy.
How do you get a knife guy?
Go to Etsy.
So what made you guys, at whatever degree of preppers you guys are doing, was it the threat of World War III?
I started watching Naked and Afraid.
Power Grid, what is it going to be?
Naked and Afraid, and I go.
I love that show.
It's great.
Yeah.
I want to do the show. The only problem is when I'm soft, It's embarrassing, small. but when I'm erect, yeah. So it would be embarrassing to walk up to the girl for the first time right. like that, going, "Hey, look, it's just for the cameras now."
Well, stretch you it know. Before you get out of the back of the truck.
And the other thing too, on Naked and Afraid, they're allowed to bring one thing from home, so they bring like a pot to cook, you know, or so,
right, yeah.
Bring an RV. No one brings an RV. Okay, so that show is crazy.
I hate you.
I watched it.
I hate you.
But then I started. I'm thinking, well. You know, if I have to survive, the only thing I'm scared of in the woods is, and it's so different, ticks or bears. Those are my only two fears, different. You know. And
well,
you
ticks
say,
you don't have to worry about because you just check your body, and if you see when you take
yeah, but
it off.
What if it's on your back?
And a bear, well, wipe it off.
No, if you can't reach it and it's crawling in. Deer tick, I mean, Lyme disease is nothing that,
yeah, that's right.
You
it's
know.
Serious.
Yeah, but a bear isn't going to attack you. A bear is going to run from you for the most part, unless you have a ton of food, so you have to make sure you keep your food 200-300 feet away from
your what's going on in a bear's head that day? A bear's going to run from you?
Unless it has cubs. Because people have done bear research, and then you researched the people that did bear research, and now no. you know what bears do.
I don't know what bears do. A bear could be having
a bad
day.
Thank
you. How do you know if a bear is having a bad day?
Listen, first of all, bears don't have bad days. They're not emotional losers like you.
Okay.
All right, bears tear me poo and then take care of cubs.
Tear me down and build yourself up. That's all I'm saying is you don't know what goes on in a bear's mind.
Listen, what I'm saying to you is that bears don't bother you. In this part of the country, when you go up to grizzly country, you have a problem. But here, a black bear, well, if they hear you, they're gone. That's why they tell you to wear a bell on your backpack so they hear any jingle and they'll leave. Unless you stumble across them with their cubs and they get protected.
Okay, well, don't you live in Westchester?
Well, yes.
So what are you worried about?
Yeah, you never know.
Do you have special bear police there for the rich
First
people?
First of all, I got a coyotes around.
Right.
I just had to kill a mouse.
I have mice all in my storage unit. I get like one a week. Kevin can't wait for his next show. Anyhow, so I have...
What the hell was
just
that?
On TV.
Once in a while, Rich just reads what's on TV.
Yeah. I should read what's on Twitter.
Listen, do you, like, when I catch a mouse, now, like, I used to have my wife or kid take it out. I don't want to go near it, but
do
now...
Do you hear the music? Speed it up.
He doesn't hear it because he doesn't have headphones on.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly. I told you guys.
Where are the headphones?
Yeah, I'll play it for you. Keep talking. Ba-da-da, da-da-da-da. They're playing you off, Mouthy. Oh,
okay. All right. Bear whisper.
Rich Voss, Robert Kelly, both of them. June 1st, NYC Theater, Westbury. More with these two guys next. Ted Linder, meanwhile, has traffic.
Your BAB Browns Chief Headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic right now on the LIE westbound. Some traffic from Patchogue.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, Robert Kelly and Rich Voss hanging in the studio with us. It doesn't stop. It's unbelievable. These guys go at each other. And by the way, they'll be at the Comedy Riot. You guys, you've been talking, and you're very funny together, but at the Comedy Riot, they'll be doing separate sets.
I'm going to say
something. Will you guys come out and never do stuff together?
I want to say this one thing. Rich Voss, the reason why when you said to me, who I said Rich Voss, hands down,
yeah,
the funniest guy. I'm taught anytime I've worked with him, he's the best.
He's just
funny. He's so funny, too. The other night, me and Keith Robinson were at the Comedy Cellar. He was doing the Village Underground later show. Nikki Glaser's on before him, who's murdering. She just murders right now. She's dirty, too. Very dirty.
Right.
Funny dirty.
But murders. Yeah. Funny. Murders. And it's all the girls love it. All the young girls, you know.
Right.
And, oh, my God. It's just. And then we know that he's going on after her. And he goes up and he sits on a stool, just sitting, his little feet are dangling. And we know his first joke takes a little bit. You know, he doesn't go right into it right away. We go over there and we're gonna watch you bomb.
You thought he was gonna bomb after Nikki Glaser?
I thought. Wait till the end of the story, friend.
Oh no!
Me and Keith made sure of it. We sat there and every joke that he said that was a little edgy, we just went. Oh, no. All of a sudden, the crowd started doing it.
Right.
They just picked up on us.
They didn't know they were comics.
They didn't know we were comics. They were just like, oh, you know what? That is bad. bad.
Oh, no.
Have you guys noticed that it gets, that the crowds are more politically correct and it, like, smaller things piss them off?
You know what?
Or are they not, because they know you guys?
Well, they know a lot of our crowds are our fans, so they know that.
Okay.
You know, we're not, you ever notice when you lose your socks in the dryers? No, we don't notice that. We're going to talk about what's real to us.
Right.
And if they.
Anybody under 35, that's a Jerry Seinfeld reference.
Yes. You know what I'm saying.
We don't know what you're saying. Spit it out. What he's saying, I'm going to disagree with him right away. Yes. But here's what you can do if you're funny and you
win them over.
You just go knock it off. Just yell at him. Look it, I know you relax. You grow up.
Right.
Knock it off.
Right.
What I just said wasn't the end of the world. Stop it. Just stop it.
So you yell at your crowd like your mom.
Sometimes you have to go, stop it. Grow up.
Or
it's a joke and it's funny and you're an ass. And like, you know, it's funny, too, because if a girl's dirty, girls will laugh.
Right.
Yeah. If a guy's dirty, they're,
it's dirty.
It's like, knock it off.
It's the same thing with masturbating in a car. Guy does it, he's a creep. Girl does it, it's hot. Simple as that.
Well, it depends if it's in front of a school. I mean, I think they're both,
you know, the problem with comedy, too, is people don't do any research who they're going to see. They just go without looking. You know, you would never go to a music venue, sit in the front row and go, hope it's jazz. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to know. You're going to do some research.
I disagree with you again.
No.
I think that if you go to a comedy club, it doesn't matter if the guy is dirty or edgy.
Yes.
If he's funny.
True.
Even if you don't like that. I have so many old people come up and go, don't touch my hands. I just grazed my, I can't get, it's like Chucky touching your hand. You can, if you're funny, you can win them over.
Yes,
right?
Of
if
course.
It's funny, you get them. You know what I mean?
You know what it is, too? You need a mixed crowd. Like in a club, you need a mixed audience, because if you're doing anything semi what they think is racial, Black people are going to laugh. They're not uptight like white, you know. And white people look, are they?
If you do a black joke, and the black people will laugh.
Yeah.
You know, white girl in the back.
That has no black friends.
That has no idea. It's like, what?
What?
Very hypocritical. Even that night with all the girls that were laughing at Nikki because she's hilarious.
Right.
Really funny.
Yeah.
And then Voss would go up and did like a little dirty joke. Not even as dirty. And that was because of us too. But still, it's like, think on your own. You don't like this guy. You're giving him crap. It's a little hypocritical.
Right.
Where it's like, you were just, and he said it too. He goes, she was just talking about, swallowing gallons of, I made a grandma sex joke.
Yeah, but also too, because my wife's a comic and I see women have one strike against them the second they walk on the stage. Right from the beginning.
Yours has two. If she's your wife.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's still the case, though, with women that are...
Yeah, it's still tougher for women.
You're crazy.
You know.
Not anymore. It's not... I don't think it is. Not,
it is. You're not
crazy.
A lady.
Well,
you dress like one, but...
I don't think... I think that it's actually in comedy clubs now. If you're looking at a comedy club, if you're a minority and a woman, it's actually, you can get away with a lot more than if you go up and you're a white dude. As soon as you say something, you're being judged as the white guy.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean? Now, you're the, this guy. You know, when, if you go up and you're a girl and you're dirty, it's hilarious.
Yeah, but that's, once you walk
We used to be dirty and talk about all kinds of, and all guys talk about is their penis and having sex and going, you know. And now, we kind of, you beat us out of that. And then if a girl goes up and does, it's the funniest thing in the world.
Well, when a girl walks up on stage, there are guys and girls going, female comic. Listen, we made a movie. We're making another movie about it.
What are you talking about?
Because I live with a comic. I listen to this every day.
Yeah, but she might be just talking about, like, her stress might be coming out because of you.
No, that's different stress.
I don't think so. I think when I see when a girl goes on stage.
Because you're a comic.
Maybe.
And you're open-minded.
I mean, maybe. Maybe I'm open-minded, but look, all the girls I know are hilarious.
Yes.
I don't even, I'm not sitting there going, oh my God, she's a girl. She's funny as a girl. Or she's funny as a black guy or whatever.
You're right. I just say funny's funny.
Yeah, funny's
funny.
And you know what? You know who's real funny? Rich Voss and Bob Kelly.
June 1st. Way to bring it back around.
Long Island.
The Comedy Riot, WBAB. I heard
rock and roll.
And then I heard there's a contest to find the opener for us. There's a contest. I know one of the guys in it. He texts me.
Which guy?
I don't want to say his name because then they'll lean towards. Okay. You know what I mean?
I guarantee the guy who wins this contest will become more successful than me and Raj. I guarantee it. He will go on to great things. Yes. Or she. Sorry, Rich.
Yeah, it's Comedy Thunderdome. And round two actually goes on our website, WBAV.com, tomorrow morning at 8. And round two of the comedians will go, and then we'll have three finalists who will battle it out to be the opener. It's pretty cool.
That's unpaid, crazy. By the way. Unpaid.
Well, of course.
Unpaid. Oh, it's gonna be funny. You guys sucked up on
I'll probably throw him something.
Rich is gonna go up after. Whoever you are, just know Rich is gonna have something to say. Rich is gonna have something to say about you.
Uh-oh. I love, when I go on the road, I always...
Hang on, the music's playing again.
Bennett. I always give new guys guest spots on the road.
Rich, you gotta wrap it up.
All right, we'll be right back. Ted Linder has a road.
Your BAB Browns Chief Headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic right now on the Southern State. We've got lots of...
.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 847.
Is that a maybe, or is that something in the works?
No.
Would you ever want to do your own show?
A radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it. It depends. It would have to be right. The money would have to be right.
Right now, you have no bosses. You have no meetings.
I know, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it like you guys do it. I don't have the capacity to come up with that much radio every day. I can do it once a week, twice a week, and then go do my comedy.
Right.
Yes. I would do it for my comedy and to get fans. And I love talk radio, doing what you guys do. This is one of the funniest things ever. And I have a podcast, but it's not the same. Because when you're going out live on a radio station, there's something about that.
To it, yeah.
Yeah, because you could mess up and say the wrong word and have to dump it. And you want to... be you, but not, you know, but you can't, but you have to figure out a way to do it.
Right.
You know, I just love this. This is
my wife. You just tuned in, that's the voice of Robert Kelly, one of the two stars of our comedy riot, and this is the voice of Rich Voss right here.
My wife and I used to have a show one night a week on Sirius. Based on what Bobby started, our podcast, My Wife Hates Me.
Well, he's saying that because...
You're in the room.
Yeah, because I'm in the room. If I wasn't in the room, he'd say, me and my wife had a radio show. But
we had comics. I give you credit because we were never going to do a podcast, and Bobby said, you got to do this. And we didn't know anything about it, and he convinced us, and we owe 300 episodes to Bobby.
I don't want this.
Bobby, who has mentored my wife and I for years.
Not mentored, it's mentored.
He also mentored us.
I didn't mentored anyway.
You don't mentor?
I didn't turd anything.
You're a stickler. Look, I'm not a stickler for words.
Oh, yeah, I know you're not. Can you please put that mic in front of your wet mouth?
I drooled on stage the other night. I didn't think the audience saw it.
I spit a piece of hamburger bun in the chick's eye the other night.
Wait, how did that even happen?
Because I ate a hamburger, then went on stage, and I had a foof. I did a foof sound. I did this thing with an axe, and go foof, and this piece of hamburger, this wet piece of dough, flew out. It took a left and then a right, like one of Rich's golf balls, and hit her right in the eye. And she wiped it and just kept moving. That's happened to me twice in my career. The first time it happened,
Do you acknowledge it, or do you just let it go?
That time I didn't acknowledge. The first time I was at the cellar, and this is gross. I guess the comic before me had shawarma. So I was doing a bit where I go, and I go,
and the mic?
But I socked the mic, and a piece of meat came out of the mic.
Oh, no. From the guy before you?
In my mouth. In my mouth.
And I went, horrible.
And I spit it, and it hit the chick right in the face in the front row. She wiped it out and just started applauding. And I was like, thank you so much.
I almost had the same experience the other night. I was on Grindr. And I drooled and I didn't think, I just played it off and they all left. I go, did you guys see that? Right? And I just kept going on.
I did that one time. I was chewing gum and I was with this Italian girl, and we were fooling around.
Okay.
You know, I was going south of the border, let's say.
Okay.
And
with gum in your mouth?
But I'm a professional, so I put it in the back. I'm like Rich Voss with Nicorette. I just stick it in the back, eat a whole hummus platter, and not touch the gum.
Mine's between my right here.
So I remember. And then that there was. I remember that I felt a piece of. I'm gonna. I had a piece of toilet paper in my mouth all of a sudden.
Ew!
So I panicked and I swallowed the gum and I swallowed the toilet paper and spit the gum up. And I went, oh no. She went, what's wrong? I go, nothing.
Now you got a decision to make.
Back to work, right. Chubby.
Boys, thank you so much for coming in. This was a lot of fun, man.
I can't wait for the show. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Get your tickets now.
Right.
I don't 25 hear bucks. That's it?
That's it. 25 bucks.
That's great.
We have 20 and VIP seats, which I guess puts you right up front.
You can spit hamburger on people.
Yeah. We got a few of those left, right?
Yeah.
I heard you got a few of those.
Pre-sale was gone in an hour. Yeah. I think the VIPs are done. And there's just $25 each left.
Let's get on it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. I'm telling you, Rich Voss is one of the funniest guys in the world.
Listen,
this is the part where you say something about me, dumb.
I'm going to agree with Bobby. I should be headlining.
No. I'll let you want to follow
me? No. No, I'd rather follow Farrakhan wearing a yarmulke. Eating a pork sandwich. I'm closing on that one, folks.
June 1st, NYC Theater in Westbury. Robert Kelly, Rich Voss, thank you, guys.
You have any T-shirts?
We appreciate you. We'll get you one.
What, are you going to sell them after the show? Get your WBAB shirts.
And they're opening a casino in New York.
He ended the show!
Are they...
Don't push the
mic. There's a
lot of casinos. I thought you said the show.
You're the dying. I hate you.
Oh, yeah, the red means you're on the air.
Yes, red means you're on the air.
I thought it was like they were giving me the light. I had that on stage that night.
Shut up!
Someone yelled, the light's on.
The show's over. The music's on. He wrapped it up. He said, thanks.
Do you have headphones?
852. Here's that.
Your BAB Browns chief headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic. Right now we have an accident on Middle Country Road westbound at 25A that was being cleared away. We also had an accident with fire department activity.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.